أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا قولا سديدا وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise, the thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we take heed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask Him, inshallah, to forgive us of our sins, to bless us, and to grant us His peace, His mercy, His forgiveness, inshallah ta'ala. We believe in Allah. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one, as only. He is absolute. He has no partners, no associates. And we believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his last and final prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best of guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره ألا له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, surely your Lord is Allah, who created the samawat and the earth in 6 days. Then He istawa, rose over the throne, in a manner that suits His majesty. He brings the night as a cover over the day, seeking it rapidly. And He created the sun and the moon and the stars and subjected them to His command. Surely His is the creation and the command. Tabarakallah, blessed is Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, bi'idhnillah, we intend to conclude our discussion regarding the sun and its mention in Surah Al-Taqwir and the subject of this khutbah, insha'Allah, or rather its title is Wash-Shamsi Wal-Arsh, the sun and the throne. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, He, Allah, is the cleaver of daybreak. He has appointed for the night the time of resting, and the sun and the moon for determining the passage of time. Such is the measuring of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made the sun an ayah, a sign. And He mentions it in most places in the Holy Quran, frequently with the moon. وَالشَّمْسِ وَالْقَمَرِ الشَّمْسِ الْقَمَرِ They come side by side in most places that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran. And it's very important to recognize the relationship between the two. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them in the way that these two ayah, their joining will be a sign. وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسِ وَالْقَمَرِ And the sun and the moon will be joined. We'll come back to this later. One thing that we can see from this relationship in our own reckoning is that when the month begins, and we know that for the Islamic calendar, the moon is its determining factor for its beginning and end. So at the beginning of the month, until the middle of the month, the moon is chasing the sun. And it catches up when it's full. Meaning that as every day goes by, and as we are looking, we're looking for the moon to show up, that first little almost thumbnail to appear as the sun, as it catches the sun and catches just a glimpse of it on its edge, and it grows and grows and grows and grows. Once it hits its full splendor, its badr, its full moon, then the sun chases the moon, meaning that the moon, when the sun sets, rather, the moon comes out and it shines for the last 15 days of the month. It's clear. It's no guesswork about what time it is at that particular point. Everyone can see, if it's a clear enough night, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, 18th, 19th. No doubt about what time of month it is once we have the middle of the Arabic months. One of the great scholars of Islam was asked about this relationship, specifically why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the sun in a way that it's hotter, brighter, fiercer than the moon. This scholar, he responded, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created the sun from the light of a fire. And then He made a layer from this light. And then He made another layer from purified water. And then He alternated the two, a layer of fire, a layer of water, a layer of fire, a layer of water, a layer of fire, until there were 7 layers. And then he cloaked it all in fire. The man asked him, well, what about the moon? He said, the moon as well is made of 7 layers, alternating again between fire and water. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered it in water. Now, I don't want to get into a big science lesson here, but as of late, so that you know that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses Islam with is haqq, truth. And that as recently as last year, they discovered that there is water on the moon. So, as far as the sun is concerned, its water is in both the hydrogen that it burns and the oxygen that is produced in varying amounts. Again, not to get into a deep science lesson, inshallah ta'ala, but Google it. You'll see what I'm talking about. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, when Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَضُحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. By the morning and the night when it is still. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is swearing by al-duha, which in reality is al-dawa. This is the illumination from the sun. We call it morning. Now we should know, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that this is just one of its stations. According to Imam Ali radiallahu anhu, he said that the sun has 360 stations, or burj. It can be known as mansions, towers, stations, places of rest. Each of these stations is the size of Jaziratul Arabi, the Arabian Peninsula. And each day, she must descend upon one of these stations. That station she will not return to for another 360 days. When it comes to the middle of the day, according to the time in Mecca, this particularly he was referring to Dhuhr, Salatul Dhuhr, she will have reached Butnan al-Arsh. Now, you may ask, what is this? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, suffice it to say we'd have to spend another 5 years explaining this in khutbahs. But it is, for lack of a better word or better translation, the bellies of the throne. When she reaches this place, she will stay there in sujood until the next day. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns her to the designated place where she should rise from, he sends the 2 angels that are assigned to her to rouse her from her sajda. For as long as she remains in sajda, her back is to the earth. Were she to face the earth while she was making sujood, she would scorch it. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this, saying, أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ وَالنُّجُومَ وَالْجِبَالُ. Do you not see that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prostrates whoever is in the heavens and whoever is on earth, and the sun and the moon and the stars and the mountains? And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, he asked, O Allah, When at this time while we're talking, when is the sun going to set in the heavens? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately he sent him an angel and he said, O Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me to inform you that the sun has already set. Musa alayhi salam, he said, when? And to which the angel replied, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, O Musa, just when I had sent word to you, the sun had already traveled a distance of 500 years walking since it set. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, one of the great scholars of Islam was asked about this verse in the Holy Quran that we just mentioned, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ وَالنُّجُومُ وَالْجِبَالُ وَالشَّجَرُ وَالدَّوَابُ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ وَكَثِيرٌ حَقًّا عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابُ وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. The translation fully of this is, see you not that Allah, whether to Allah prostrates whatever, whoever is in the heavens and whoever is on the earth, and the sun and the moon and the stars and the mountains and the trees and the beasts and many of mankind. But there are many men upon whom the punishment is justified, and whoever Allah disgraces, none can honor him. Verily, Allah does what he wants. So he asked about this, and the scholar told him, the sun has four sajda. This is its salah. The sun has four times every day that it makes sajda. The first one lasts as long as the time immediately before the break of dawn. Not when you see the light, no, when you see that there's a difference, like they say in the hadith, khayt, the thin line between night and day. At its darkest, and then all of a sudden the sky begins to get a little brighter. Up until this time, she is in sajda. Right before this. When her sajda is complete, before this time that's coming for the Fajr, when her sajda is complete, our time for sajda begins. So this first sajda for her is right up until the time of Salatul Fajr. Her second sajda begins at dawn, when the sun makes its way to pass over the horizon. And when she rises, she is in sujood, and she remains there until she crosses butnan al-arsh, to her time for being under the throne is finished. Her third sajda, is at a time, or rather at the time of sunset, until she disappears over the horizon. And then her last sajda begins when the day has completely vanished and the dark has come. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. According to the scholars, it said, when the sun sets, her guardian angels call to the human being saying, O human being, come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever little that you have is better for you than the increase that you seek. Ya Bani Adam, O children of Adam, increase births for death, build buildings for their destruction. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, 70 angels at the time before the sun should rise, seize her by her rays every day, and pass the reins of this sun, to 5,000 other angels who pull and push her along until she reaches the designated place of her rising. Then the angel charged with light turns her upside down until her rays extend to the borders of the earth. And at this time, the angels call out saying, Subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, walhamdulillahi alladhi lam yattakhidh waladan wa lam yakun lahu sharikun fil mulk wa lam yakun lahu waliyyun min adh-dhull wa kabbirhu takbira. When the listener who asked about this, when he heard this from the scholar, he said, do I have to memorize these words and say them when the sun sets? He said, yes. Protect this supplication like you protect your eyes, because when the sun sets, the angels begin their praise until it rises, saying this. Again, glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no God except Him. All praises and thanks be to Allah, who is not begotten a son, and who has no partner in His dominion, nor is He low to have a wali, a helper, protector, or supporter. And magnify Him with all magnificence. Allahu Akbar. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi Alladhi Nahmaduhu wa Nasta'inuhu wa Nastaghfiruhu wa Nu'minu Bihi wa Natawakkalu Alayhi wa Na'udhu Billahi min Shururi Anfusina wa min Sayyi'ati A'malina faman Yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, according to Abi Dharr al-Ghafari رضي الله عنه, he said, I was walking hand in hand with Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and we were watching the sun make its way down towards the horizon. I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where does the sun set? He sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Fi samawat, in the heavens. And it is raised from sama ila sama, from heaven to heaven. This is a loose translation, by the way. We'll discuss it later, inshallah. And it rises until it reaches the seventh sama, under the throne of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then she prostrates, and her accompanying angels prostrate along with her. And she says, Allahumma, O Allah, where do you wish me to rise from, the east or the west? And this, said Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is what is meant by وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. And the sun runs on its fixed course for a term. That is the decree of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he continued. This means, he said, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or this is when Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets His decision be known for His creation. If He decides that the creation will continue, he sends Jibreel alayhi salam with a cloak of light from the light of the throne. This light is the same length in time as the hours that will be in that day. So it's long in the summer, according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's speaking, short in the winter, or as determined by the length that Allah decides for the fall or the spring. So the sun wears this cloak of light from the throne of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same like you wear your clothes. Then she goes to her place in the sama' and remains there until it is time for her to rise. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he commented, saying, one day it will seem as if she was imprisoned for 3 nights. When she finally emerges, she will be without her cloak of light. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then order her to rise from the west. And this is what is meant by إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, when the sun's cloak of light has been removed. Continuing the hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and as for the moon, he rises as well into as-sama, the heaven, or as-samawat, pardon me, the heavens, until he reaches the 7th heaven. And he, al-qamar, prostrates under the throne. And Jibreel alayhi salam brings him a garment of light from al-kursi, from the footstool. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he meant by saying, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا, and he has made the sun a shining thing and the moon as a light. Then Abi Dharr, he said, at this point I left Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because it was time to pray Salatul Maghrib. And again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this event, as we mentioned earlier, وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made it known to the scholars, and He has made it known to us that we are awaiting a time when Isa alayhi salam will return. We are awaiting a time at this time that Al-Mahdi will emerge. We are awaiting a time at this time that Ad-Dajjal, may Allah protect us from him, will emerge as well. Everybody is looking for, when is this time? What is it? When is it? How is it? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, He did not leave us without signs. The two major signs that will be made known, or that will appear, is that in the holy month of Ramadan, in the middle of the holy month of Ramadan, there is an eclipse of the sun. And then at the end of that same holy month of Ramadan, there is an eclipse of the moon. It is at this time that we should expect the Mahdi to emerge. And again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Thus, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we should be reminded of the advice of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For each day that the sun rises upon you, you must give in sadaqah. For each day that the sun rises upon you, is the words of our Prophet ﷺ, you must give in sadaqah. Now, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided our risk, what we have to spend. But again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, to smile for your Muslim brother is sadaqah. To remove an obstruction from the walkway is sadaqah. In the vein of this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, to shovel some of this snow is sadaqah. To put down some salt for the masjid is sadaqah. And he ended this hadith specifically that we mentioned earlier. اتق النار لو شق بتمر. Shun, repel the fire. Repel the punishment, النار, from yourself, even if it be by a piece of date. I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, the further away that we get or that we allow our hearts to get from the masjid, the further away that we allow our concern for this deen, the further away we are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we again are the beneficiaries of this deen. We again are the ones charged with reminding the people to do what is right and to remind them to stay away from what is wrong. We cannot be muslih, those who correct, without first being salih, correcting ourselves. We cannot be people who have credibility when we bring someone the truth if we ourselves are not following it. We cannot expect our children to take up the chalice, to be handed the baton of this deen, if they have not seen the example of it in their own homes. We have a mission. We have a responsibility. It is ours to carry, and we will be asked about it. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is our job. مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not put us here for any other purpose but to obey Him. I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, of what He said to Dawood, Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, when He said to him, you have a will, meaning you have something that you want to happen, and I will. And I have a will, yasha, something that will happen. And what I will goes. If you submit to what I want you to do, then I will give you what you want. But if you do not willingly submit to what it is that I want you to do after I have made it known to you what it is that I want you to do, then I will let you chase what you want like a predator chases prey in the fields, never catching what he desires. And you will eventually do what it is that I want, and I will disgrace you when you meet me. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, We are Muslim. We are not the kafir. We are Muslim. We have been given the responsibility, the honor, the dignity. We have been given the information. We have been given the chance. We have been given the knowledge. And thus, we have the responsibility. We cannot fall short, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Now today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that it would be very cold and very snowy. And as a result, it may have been difficult for other Muslims to get here. So our numbers are diminished. But those of you who Allah blessed to fight the snow and brave the cold, you did so out of faith. And may Allah reward that. It can't be easy. But at the same time, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah ta'ala, wanted to give you a ni'mah, a blessing. We have the responsibility, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, to this gift. And that responsibility is to, inshallah, do the very best that we have within our power to pass it on to Muslims in the future. If we see the value there, then it should not pinch our mind or cause a moment of doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the sacrifice that we make to make sure that it continues. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it is not about me standing here before you to fleece you of what you have. This is not the point. The point is that we have developed a very disturbing habit of ignoring the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this is not in our daily habit. This is not what we do automatically. And that is disturbing. Because what your kids see you do every day is what they will do more than you. If they see that you are not charitable, they will be worse. Why do you think, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that it's possible for the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the Muslims with in the foreign lands? Why do you think that it's possible for them to turn a blind eye to those other Muslims that deserve it? One king passes to another king, and each one does worse than the one that came before him. Is this the legacy, the sunnah that we want to pass on? Do we want to be the ones responsible for that generation that comes who sees the masjid and the salah as so unimportant that they make all the 17 rak'ahs that Allah requires for us into one time a day? Do we want to be responsible by the actions that we do? We've generated that habit in that generation. If we don't, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, then we need to follow the advice of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that he said, every day that the sun rises upon you, you must give in sadaqah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, if you see any value in this masjid, if you hear any value in this khutbah, if you have been increased by one word in your knowledge, do not let these be witnesses against you that you did not give thanks to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He blessed you with the ability to do so. I remind you, as I remind myself, that in the surah there are two people that Allah is mentioning, even though it is mentioned as if it is one type of person. When He says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Waylun li kulli humazatil lumaza. This is one. Two. Alladhi jama'a malun wa'addada. These are another type of people. The same. You could say, oh, they're the same person, but they have characteristics. Neither of these characteristics does the Muslim want to have. One that slanders and backbites, or one that hoards the wealth and then counts it. Alladhi jama'a malan wa'addada. Jama'a mal brings it together. Wa'addada counts it. How much am I? What I got? What's here? Ooh, yes. Happy. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّهُ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ. He thinks that his money will allow him to live forever. كَلَّا. No. Nothing that we have, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, will last. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ. Everything on it will be wiped away. So what are we swelling our pockets for? What purpose is it if at the end of the day we didn't benefit from having it? This is where you have an opportunity, a great opportunity, to invest for yourselves. Yes, we are being squeezed. Very few people, even those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to know that have money, very few are not being affected by these times. So it is an empty hand on all of us, a test. When a time gets tough, are you a fair weather Muslim? Will you run at the first sign of trouble? Will you give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excuses? What if He start taking away, as you give excuses, He start taking away things from you? Your foot don't work. Can't see out of one eye. Can't be as fast as you used to. Start losing teeth. What if He did that to you? But He doesn't. But He does warn us. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, please. Please, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, develop the habit of when you hear that the cause of Allah is looking for people to respond, do your best to be the first. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.